Good morning. A warm front heading in our direction from the south is producing clouds and showers this morning, so a wet start to the day for some. Temperatures have dropped back into the 50s, but it'll be a struggle to get much higher than the 60s, perhaps lower 70s in spots, as the warm front will take its time moving through. The warm front passing into the area is a cloud and shower generating process, so additional scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the forecast on and off through the day today and into the night tonight. Otherwise, skies tonight will be mostly cloudy as the front slowly creeps through from south to north. Still some showers around as temperatures drop back into the mid-50s. And with the front still close by tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies and mainly dry weather to start the weekend. But we still run the risk at a couple of showers as temperatures reach up into the lower and middle 70s. Still with the front nearby on Sunday, mostly cloudy skies, a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms as the humidity increases and highs across the region will be well into the 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and to the west. A cool front passing through the Great Lakes will head in our direction on Monday. Most of the morning will be dry with some sunshine and increased humidity, but from the south, what's left of Tropical Storm Karen will be moving in our direction in the form of a steadier rain. This looks like it'll arrive late in the day and on Monday night with a chance for some steady and perhaps heavy precipitation for a short time. Monday afternoon's highs will be in the mid-70s, then drop back into the 50s overnight Monday night. Still some lingering showers with that system on Tuesday morning, followed by increasing sunshine through the day, breezy and cooler weather on Tuesday with highs in the 60s, but a quick bounce back to the 70s with brilliant sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms over extreme northern Nebraska, extreme southern South Dakota, northern Minnesota, and central and northern Iowa. Moderate instability combined with strong wind shear and a favorable jet stream will support strong storms capable of producing very large hail and tornadoes as the main threats. Strong wind gusts are also possible with these storms. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Karen, located about 295 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Karen is moving toward the northwest at 10 miles per hour, and a turn toward the north with a decrease in forward speed is expected later today, with a gradual turn toward the northeast tomorrow or tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Karen is expected to be near the Gulf Coast on Saturday or Saturday night. Reports from Air Force Reserve and NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 60 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected today and tonight, with some strengthening possible tomorrow and tomorrow night. A hurricane watch is in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, eastward into Destin, Florida, and a tropical storm warning is in effect from Grand Isle to the mouth of the Pearl River. Hurricane conditions are possible within portions of the hurricane watch area by Saturday or Saturday night, with tropical storm conditions possible by tonight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail is at Bodrum Milas Airport in Turkey at 12 a.m. on Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and some fog, 39 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 90% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston mostly cloudy with a shower possible in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 59, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still through midnight zero for the month, that's 36 hundredths below normal. And 36.32 inches for the year, which is 6.51 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 44. The record high, 86, set in 1881. And the record low, 26, in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:31 p.m. 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s, though back into the 40s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Mostly cloudy with more showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm also with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers today, highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Mostly cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with more showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Mostly cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a shower possible, lower 70s, a scattered shower or thunderstorm Sunday, but mainly dry and mostly cloudy in the middle 70s. More humidity Monday, sunshine giving way to clouds and rain developing by late in the day, mid-70s. A morning shower Tuesday, then increasing sun, breezy and cooler in the 60s, sunny and warm Wednesday and Thursday back into the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.